little booths. It's not the same stuff you see at all the different malls or in that. There are a lot of artists and people who have booths out there that one-of-a-kind items. And that's right in the heart of Hamtramck, right off 75 Russell Street Complex, is having a Christmas bazaar this weekend, and Chet will be playing there. I know Chet has been down in Nashville recording his next album, so it'll be real interesting. He has just grown so much in the last couple of years since he first came on Motor. Early on, he was one of the first bands we brought into the live drive this spring when we started in 2007. I want to remind you, this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. We got a couple important messages for you, and then we'll continue with what's happening around town.
Are you an HFCC college student looking for a particular textbook? How about writing utensils, paper, or Henry Ford apparel? You can find it all at the Henry Ford College Store. The College Store carries textbooks, supplies, clothing, and the most widely used classroom software. Staff members are always on hand to help you out. The College Store is located on the main campus in Dearborn, right next to the Facilities Management Building. For more information on the Henry Ford College Store, call them at 313-845-9603 or visit them online at www.hfcc.edu to order textbooks and quick study guides. The Henry Ford College Store has everything that you need to succeed.
A deciduous tree.
You live for the firsts in your child's life, but how do you cope with the firsts that come after your child is diagnosed with cancer? CureSearch.org connects you to the doctors and scientists whose collaborative research has turned childhood cancer from a nearly incurable disease to one with an overall cure rate of 78%. CureSearch.org. You're not as alone as you feel. Brought to you by CureSearch and the Ad Council.
This is Alex from the Delusions and Furies program and also the Left of the Dial program, wishing you a happy and safe holiday season.
That's right. You're listening to Motor, where we tell you what's going on around town. Over at in Ann Arbor at Goodnight Gracie's. This is on West Huron in Ann Arbor. Michael May and the Mess Rounds are going to be playing Saturday night. We're going to play something off his CD that came out in 2007 called Bring On the Heat. It's called Warming Up, and I think this time of year we could use a little of that. So here's Michael May and the Mess Arounds, and you can check him out Saturday night up in Ann Arbor at Goodnight Gracie's.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Michael May and the Messarounds, and they are going to be playing at Goodnight Gracie's Saturday night. That's on West Huron up in Ann Arbor. We heard Warming Up off their CD that came out in 2007 called Bring on the Heat. Another band playing Friday night at Fishbones out in St. Clair Shores is Hogan Says. We're going to listen to something called Slow Down off their most recent EP, and you can check them out at Fishbones out in St. Clair Shores Friday night. All right, that was Slow Drive by Hogan Says, and they are playing Fishbones out in St. Clair Shores Friday night. Saturday at, oh, I do want to explain that normally we are doing the live drive at 5 at this time, and we have a band live in the studio, and we did have a band lined up. They confirmed last week that they were coming and have not shown up or called, so I don't know what possibly could have happened. I hope they're okay, and we will reschedule them at a later date, hopefully. But we're just going to continue with the motor calendar for now. There's going on for their 35th annual Noel Night is happening downtown in the Detroit Cultural Center this Saturday. It starts in the afternoon. Actually, it goes from 5 to 9:30, and it is they're going to have the 30 institutions, including the DIA, the Science Center, the Detroit Historical Museum, are offering free admission, and they are going to be having the sing-along along Woodward Avenue. Along with that, over right around the corner in the Barnes & Noble at the Wayne State Campus, Tracy Cash Thomas is going to be doing a solo set Saturday during the Noel Night events. You can go into the Barnes & Noble and warm up around 8 o'clock and check out Tracy Cash Thomas playing. We're going to listen to something off her CD, Some Strong Potion. It's called Full Moon Day. And if you're down at the Noel and you want to warm up, you can check her out over at Barnes & Noble on the campus of Wayne State.
Do
That was Tracy Cash Thomas, who will be playing the Barnes & Noble on the Wayne State campus about 8 o'clock Saturday night during the Noel Nights downtown Detroit. A Shotgun Wedding will also be performing Saturday night down there at a place called Soul Sisters. I'm not familiar with that place, but there will be free transportation between venues provided Saturday during the Noel night. And if you haven't been down for that, it is a really good time. It gets you in the mood for Christmas. And we're going to take a couple important messages, and then we're going to get right back into some more music.
If we could pack our kids in bubble wrap, we'd do it. Because we love them, and we want to protect them. This is Lisa Edelstein with an easy way to protect your kids 3 times a day. Choose healthy foods. Research has shown that a vegetarian diet rich in fruits and vegetables can help protect our kids against obesity. It can even help keep them from developing heart disease or cancer when they grow up. To learn more, call 866-906-WELL or visit cancerproject.org. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project.
Hey, this is the Gothabilly Man, your friendly neighborhood beatnik, inviting you to join me for the Wrecking Hours Rockabilly Segabilly Radio Show every Monday from 4 to 6 p.m. on the station Making Waves, 89.3, bringing to you unique radio since 1985. It's WHFR.FM.
Could you walk by a child living on the streets of your hometown and do nothing? Could you see an abused and abandoned child and just walk by? There are over 1 million kids living and dying on the streets of America. It's unthinkable, but true. There's a generation of lost and homeless kids living on our streets, and we walk by them every day. We don't see them because they're teens and don't look like children, but they're just as vulnerable as any child. Don't walk by. Do something. Go to covenanthouse.org, that's covenanthouse.org, and find out how you can help. Last year, over 65,000 kids, with nowhere else to go, walked through the doors of Covenant House. But over 1 million homeless kids still need your help. Do something. Go to covenanthouse.org and find out how you can help. Because it's not okay for kids to be homeless in America.
This is Susan McGraw, WHFR General Manager, wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a safe and healthy New Year. From our family to yours, Happy Holidays, and thanks for listening.
That's in January. All right, we're still here talking about the fact that the band hasn't shown. I guess we're giving up on them. They're starting to pack up the equipment here. Normally, we have a band live drive at 5, and we're planning our second anniversary in January, and our 100th band would be in February, but now that might be kicked back to March with this band not showing. But, hey, we'll keep a stiff upper lip and keep moving forward. Excuse me. An interesting show that isn't music. Well, actually, it does have some music involved in it. If you have never been to Planet Ant, that's in Hamtramck, they are having a live performance of a show that has been rather popular on YouTube. This is a local production I heard about a couple of months ago. And it is called Sed and Terry, and it is about a pizza delivery guy and a lethargic rocker chick and her cat. And he comes by to visit them and proceeds to hang out and eat the pizza with her. And it's just been an ongoing joke that they've been doing and developed it into a storyline. And they're going to actually do a live performance. It's called The Very Sedentary Christmas. And they say it is going to have loads of, complete with appearances by friends, both old and new, performances by a bevy of local bands, and a never-ending surprise from their cat. That is happening at Planet Ant Theater. That is at 2357 Kniff in Hamtramck, and it is Friday and Saturday night through December 27th with a 2 p.m. matinee on Sunday the 21st. This is something worth checking out. I've been to Planet Ant a couple of times, and it has always been a very interesting theater. Another show going on in town this weekend is New Granada has reformed. In fact, there's a real nice article in the Metro Times about the band. Actually, I'm sorry, I'm pronouncing it wrong. It's New Granada. And we're going to listen to something off their CD that came out in 2006 called Modern Problems. And you can check them out at PJ's Lagerhouse Friday night. And there's usually a lot of times the Lagerhouse is no cover, but there is going to be a small cover to that night, but you get the CD for your cover. So that's kind of cool. Here's New Granada, John Nelson's new band, who will be playing at the Lagerhouse Friday night. And we're going to be listening to something that he did with a couple of other musicians. He's a hard rockin' musician. I really like his stuff. And I guarantee a good time will be had by all at PJ's Friday night with New Granada.
Everybody looks at you and I don't know why. I don't know why. She does nothing for me and I can't figure out why. I can't figure out why. She made everyone laugh so hard that they all began to hurt. She was tops in a class wearing all black in a Depeche Mode shirt. It shouldn't be very hard. I know she can't get much worse. She's throwing fits from afar. I remember her laugh so shrill that my ears began to hurt. Her taste shifted so fast I couldn't.
All right, that was Lee, done by New Granada, and off a CD called Modern Problems. They've regrouped. John Nelson's got a new group together. There's an article about him in the Metro Times this week. And they are playing at PJ's Lagerhouse Friday night. It is a CD release party. There is a cover, but the cover includes a copy of the CD, so you can't go wrong there. Another band playing in town this weekend is Motor City Josh in the Big Three. Now, Motor City Josh used to be a Detroiter. He's been on the road and doesn't really live here anymore, I don't believe. Maybe he's got, I'm sure he's got family still connected here. But the last time I saw him, he was down in New Orleans. In fact, he was at the Louisiana Record Factory and Music Factory, rather. And while he was playing there live in the record store, a gentleman came in with a Dobro and gave it to him. He had made it and gave it to him. And cold, he just picked it up and started playing it, tuned it, and it sounded awesome. And Motor City Josh is going to be playing at Callahan's Saturday night. That's out in Auburn Hills over on the east side. We're going to listen to something off a CD called Made in Detroit. The song's called No More Love Songs. And this guy's worth checking out. He's Detroiter, but he doesn't play here very often. And you can check him out Saturday night at Callahan's.
I'm too busy having fun, so down for anyone right now. That's what I tell myself. I light a smoke, tell a joke, love to hang out with folks sometime. I feel like I am dying. I have to laugh to keep from crying. I can't sing your love songs, cause old heart's been broke too many times. I can't sing your love songs, maybe we'll work it out on down. Traveling life, I can't seem to keep a wife right now. Am I better off by myself? Every time I love a girl, slide her right into my crazy world. She just ends up crying. Why do I bother trying? I can't sing no love song, cause this old heart's been broke too many times. I can't sing no love songs. Maybe we'll work it out on down the line. I'm not trying to lead you on right now. I just need you to understand. If I take you home tonight, tomorrow I might be a different man. I can't sing no love songs, cause this old heart's been broke too many times. I can't sing no love songs, maybe we'll work it out on.
That was Motor City Josh, and I believe that might have been a Dobro he was playing on that particular song, No More Love Songs, off a CD called Made in Detroit. And Saturday night, he's going to be playing out at Callahan's. Another very amazing singer who has been out in L.A. recording and actually came by with Dupe and the Inside Outlaws a couple weeks ago for the Motor Live Drive. Ty Stone is in town, and he is going to be playing at a club called Play by Play Pub. This is on Telegraph, just north of Plymouth Road. Play by Play Pub. That's a mouthful. Anyways, Ty Stone is going to be playing there about 9 o'clock, and we're going to listen to something off his EP called Backsliding, and you can check him out Saturday night at Play by Play Pub on Telegraph Road, just north of Plymouth Road. Thank you.
means I get farther from the truth every day. Lord, I've been backsliding, but I'm trying to hold on to the razor thin line between right and wrong. Between right and wrong.
Was Ty Stone doing Backsliding, and Saturday night he's going to be at a pub called Play by Play Pub. And again, that's on Telegraph Road, just north of Plymouth. So not far away at all, not if you're anywhere within the range of the broadcast signal of WHFR. We're going to take a couple important messages, and then we're going to get right back into some more music. We got Great Lake Myth Society is playing at the Howell Opera House Friday night with Hard Lessons, and a whole lot more music to go.
Future musician, eating those fruits packed with potassium and other nutrients can help your muscles work better to play that song. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, WHFR.
The Trade and Apprentice Education Division of the Henry Ford Community College is excited to present a new 10-credit hour renewable energy certificate program. The content of the courses will be structured to inform the students of both present and future renewable energy concepts. This certificate program should interest students who are looking for an alternative to our current reliance on fossil fuels. To learn more about this program, please contact the Trade and Apprentice Education Division at 313-845-9609 or on the internet at www.hfcc.edu.
Blues music making waves with Kitty Love Late Night Tuesdays. The place to be, 89.3, midnight till 2 a.m. on The Circle Within at WHFR.FM, Henry Ford Community College Radio.
Happy holidays and the best in the new year from me, Jay Koronek, WHFR Station Advisor.
You're listening to WHFR. This is Motor, where normally we have a live band in the studio, but unfortunately they were not able to make it tonight, so we're going to continue with the Motor calendar. The Great Lake Miss Society is playing at the Howell Opera House with the Hard Lessons on Friday night. We're going to listen to something off their Compass Rose Bouquet CD called Days of Apple Pie, and you can check them out at the Howell Opera House. I haven't been out there to this venue, but I hear it's a really great acoustics, a beautiful venue, and every once in a while they got some pretty interesting music for an opera house. But you can check out Great Lake Myth Society Friday night.
Took a walk into the pines. I left a million trees behind. Close the hill I used to climb. Here's my reward. Oh. Flies fill the sky.
I found a friend one summer night. She'd lay her head down next to mine. We'd send the whippoorwills afly. Here's my
Alrighty, that was Great Lake Myth Society, and they are going to be playing Friday night with the Hard Lessons out at the Howell Opera House. That is in Howell, Michigan. We had, in the first hour of Motor, we had National Ghost come in. They've got a CD release party at the Berkeley Front Saturday night. We played a couple songs while they were here, but I've got queued up the Dwarf Planet Pluto from their self-titled CD, and we're going to play that right now. And you can catch them at their CD release party at the Berkeley Front Saturday night, or the following Friday night they're going to be in Detroit at the Corktown Bar.
This mysterious mass of ice and rock. Since its discovery in 1930, Pluto's status as a planet has been subject to much debate. Now scientists from 75 countries, members of the International Astronomical Union, have come up with a new definition of what is and what isn't a planet, and Pluto has not made a grade.
Man! allow yourself to be free and receive.
Wow, that was National Ghost doing dwarf planet Pluto off their brand new self-titled CD. We will be having this band in for a live drive. They're talking January. We will keep you informed because that was awesome. I really like that. And everything on this CD is really excellent. So looking forward to having them back. They were here for the first hour just talking because one of their band members wasn't able to make the live drive. Excuse me. We got a couple important messages for you, and then we have a little bit more on the calendar before the jump button.
Future musician, eating those fruits packed with potassium and other nutrients can help your muscles work better to play that song. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov. This is a public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, WHFR.
The performing arts are an important facet of life. There is no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford Community College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFCC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFCC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a Friend of HFCC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
I'm Frank!
Even the fearsome Frank.
This is Frank.
Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Hey, it's me, Frank, for a whippin' good time. Tune in on Wednesday, The Lounge Act, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on the station making waves, WHFR.FM.
Be Frank. Wouldn't you rather buy it from someone you can trust?
If your name is Frank, this is solely by coincidence only. Frank does not endorse being whipped. Always drive with both hands on the steering wheel. WHFR does not endorse or sell whips. If you have a headache for more than 4 hours, please contact a doctor.
Ho, ho, ho! This is Mr. White from the Blues Time. And the holiday seasons may give you the blues. Just make sure it's the blues that you choose.
You're listening to WHFR. This is Motor, where we tell you what's going on around town and encourage you to get out and support live music. The Dirty Americans are playing Rubles up in Mount Pleasant Friday night. We're going to listen to the only FCC-approved song off of their Jet Black Holy Water CD. It is the title song, and here we are with Dirty Americans, and you can check them out at Rubles up in Mount Pleasant Friday night. Okay, that was Jet Black, Holy Water by the Dirty Americans, and they are playing Rubles up in Mount Pleasant Saturday night. That's about it for today. Next week, we will be back with the singles on the live drive. We're going to close out with a band that's playing on December 26th at the Magic Stick. They're out of Grand Rapids, but we like to consider them part of our local music, Mustard Plug. And I want to remind, I forgot to mention again, that the Farewells are having a recording at the Screaming Eagle Club up in Ypsilanti on Saturday night. This is going to be recording their final, their newest CD as a tribute to the singer and guitar player who passed away in September. And they're going to finish it off with the audience singing the song and put out the CD in his honor. And that is happening at the Screaming Eagle Saturday night. But that's it. Till next week, here's Mustard Plug, who will be at the Magic Stick on December 26th.